Okay.
Constellation.
On to the third rule. Definition of constellation. Constellation is when some interior movement is caused in the soul through which the soul comes to be inflamed with the love of its creator and Lord, and consequently it can love no created thing on the face of the earth in itself, but only in the creator of them all. Likewise it sheds tears that move to love of its Lord, whether out of sorrow for one's sins or for the passion of Christ our Lord, or because of other things directly ordered to his service and praise. Finally, consolation is every increase of faith, hope, and charity, and interior joy that calls and attracts to heavenly things and to the salvation of one's souls, quieting it and giving it peace in its Creator and Lord.
So like we talked about earlier, in the second rule, how does the good spirit encourage us? This third rule is all about that. How does God encourage us? So in those moments when we are praying, sometimes we're so caught up with love of God that tears will flow, right? We can't explain it. We're just so caught up that God loves me. I'm basking in his presence, and we feel his presence, and so we relish those moments. And so God allows us to be caught up in the thought of him and also the prayer of him. That's why the rule says, you know, we can shed tears and move to love the Lord, not for what he does, but for who he is. And also during the moments of consolation, God can give us certain images or even Bible passages that you're like, oh, I've been looking for that answer. And further encouragement, further affirmation that we are indeed walking towards God, that we're doing what he asks, is because, you know, he's bringing more clarity. The closer you get to God, the more clear things are, especially within our own identity too as well. And I like what Father Timothy Gallagher says. It's every increase of hope, faith, and charity. Consolation helps us prepare for things get bad. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it proves to the evil one that, no, my Heavenly Father, he is a good Father, which is God. He sent his Son Jesus to save me. And so even when things go bad, right, when life gets bad, like, no, this is not a punishment. I understand that life happens, but as the truth that God revealed to me a couple of days ago was that I am loved. Here's what I felt, the date and the time. Consolation is a very powerful moment that leads us to greater intimacy with God.
Yeah, I'll just add to that, yeah, you see beauty for what beauty is in the world, mm-hmm. like a snowfall or walking in the woods or a beautiful chapel or the Eucharist or the sacraments or mm-hmm. looking at a child in the face, your own or some other child. Mm-hmm. You just see God's beauty in and through that interaction. So you're attracted to the beauty that's there, but you're also able to give this outrageous thanksgiving to the Lord. For that, and that can move us to tears, can move us to sorrow, can move us to a whole bunch of different praising and service that are directly ordered to the Lord. Yeah, it helps us the salvation of one's soul, and it quieting, and it gives peace in its Lord, in Creator. And so
that's how you know it comes from God, right? He gives you that peace,
right?
He gives you that time
and that light, right? That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. The Lord, and we'll get to those later, different rules of, but the Lord is always going to bring clarity and light to whatever. He's not gonna not do that,
so
because he's the way, the truth, and the life. So
correct,
that's why he does that.
We also need to talk about two different categories for this that you can read a little bit more, but just quickly, spiritual consolation.
Where can you read more about it?
Yeah, in the book called The Discernment of Spirits, an Ignatian Guide for Everyday Living by Father Timothy Gallagher, OMV, and we'll put the link on our podcast too as well. So like I said earlier, the spiritual consolation is when you're in the presence of God, you're praying, and you receive great love, great joy, and great peace. And then the non-spiritual consolation is kind of what Father Brian said. You weren't looking for it, but you were stunned by the beauty of the outside and natural world, and you just, that's awesome, right? You just, you take it, you're grateful for it, right? So non-spiritual consolations are things that God gives to us without us meriting it, right? Spiritual consolation are sometimes a reward for our faithfulness for God. He wants to encourage us, so he gives us consolation too as well. Yeah. So please look at the book. He goes in greater details for it.
Yeah. So I just got done doing a retreat, and like I was moved to tears during Mass by using just the words or in the Eucharistic prayer. Reconciliation 1 is I just lost it in crying. Gift of charism and tears is, he was nailed for our sake. He did not disdain for our sake to be nailed to the wood of the cross. And I just lost it at the wood of the cross. I was losing it before that, but that, it took me about 2 minutes to get through it, and then the subsequent paragraph. And so there's a moving to tears. So that's out of sorrow for my own sins. That's the passion of our Lord directly. That's mostly when I have the charism of tears. But then it's also an increase of the faith of those that I was on retreat with. And so all those things, bring about this consolation, an increase of faith, hope, and love. And so just an example, just recently in my own life. So it can be walking home and, you know, seeing your beautiful husband or wife, beautiful kids. Could be anything, really. Whatever the Lord inspires us at the moment to... to be inflamed with the love of its creator.
There's no time limit for it, too. So we want to be careful, right? Like, we're not praying just to receive these things, right? They come and go. And just trust in the Lord and his timing and his pace.
Yep.